the composer and pianist Wang Lu. It was born in Xi'an, the ancient capital of China. She's my guest on Mizzou Music this week. Lu will be here in Columbia as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival, July 25th through the 30th. Lu, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Trevor?
I'm very good. It's very hot here right now, and it feels like rain, but there's no rain. It's just moisture in the air.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Oh.
Where are you today?
I am in Umbria, Italy. I'm in a residency in Umbria called the Civitella Ranieri Foundation. I live in a 15th century castle for 6 weeks, and it's pretty cool here. It's about like 70s, in the 70s, yeah.
It sounds wonderful compared to the mid-90s that we have here. What are you hoping to accomplish through the residency?
This residency offers the opportunity to, you know, stay here, have a wonderful studio to work. Each artist on his or her own project. We have writers, we have artists, sculptors, and poets, and composers. I'm here trying to write a string quartet. I find out that the recent years, I tend to draw inspirations from, you know, where I live and where I travel to. I grew up in China and moved to the United States, to New York, in 2005 to study at Columbia University. That was my first city outside China. And since then, in 2012 until 13, I lived in Rome with my husband. And then we moved to Chicago, and then I moved to Providence. And every year, we travel to Europe at least once, and we do sometimes residencies in different countries. As a Chinese passport holder, it's not easy to travel outside of the country in the past. So these experiences are really eye-opening and mind-blowing. I find them so unique. Just even, you know, sitting in the cafe, watching people, is absolutely fascinating. So they naturally become part of who I am gradually.
And Wang Lu wrote a piece of music based on a site she saw outside of Rome, Bosco Sacro, or the Sacred Grove, otherwise known as the Park of the Monsters. And it's worth visiting her website to see the pictures of this garden or Park of the Monsters. Her website is wanglucomposer.com. And you can click on Scenes from the Bosco Sacro and see pictures of this amazing park and these giant concrete sculptures of dragons and women and turtles and just monsters. I was also interested in Past Beyond. I like the backstory. Can you tell us where the idea for Past Beyond came from?
Oh, Past Beyond is a piece for a large ensemble. The story behind the piece was I had an appendix operation, appendix removed in one summer when I was in China. While I was trying to compose a piece, I was recovering from this small operation. In the hospital, it's quite intense because you don't get much anesthesia after the operation. You're encouraged to walk around for the recovering. So I took the advice and walk around. So past many rooms with, you know, same patients with different operations recovering. I see so many people that I wouldn't have a chance to talk to or get to know. They're from different all walks of lives. They're, you know, students, they're retired people, they're workers, they're peasants from villages coming to big city to get the medical care. I find that it's very easy to communicate with all of them because we're all suffering from the pain, and we all try our best to encourage each other. So from that, I find very moving because we are all growing up in our immediate culture and social surroundings, even though we try very hard to understand by reading, by traveling, and by making, you know, friends and do all sorts of things, but really directly thrown to an environment with such different culture and social contrast was very strange, but it's so easy to handle So I thought about the suffering. I thought about Tibetan and Buddhist chanting for recovering and for, meditation for the pain. So some of the musical melodic ideas are from transliterations of recitations. I think in recent years, I happen to have opportunities to work with large ensembles. I love the possibilities and the virtuoso large ensemble can bring. I think that's something I'm more comfortable with. But the upcoming projects I'm doing are with smaller ensembles. I just finished a piece for the International Contemporary Ensemble ICE. That's for six players. I always think about, how you can push your not only imagination but also the skill of working with different forces.
That was composer and pianist Wong Liu. She'll be in Columbia next week as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. She was chosen as one of eight resident composers for the festival.